Hello and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Clinton Whedon. The start of the academic year is approaching, and at Cameron University, that means it's almost time for the annual French Film Festival. Joining us today to talk about this year's festival are Marie-Jeanette Bayerjean, retired professor of French and Spanish and the festival's founder, and Dean Clement, professor of English literature, who is taking over as the festival's new director. Thank you both for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Merci. That means thank you in French.
Okay. So, Marie-Jeanette, it's nice to have you back. You've been with us before to talk about the festival and joining us again. Always good to see you. And Dean, you're joining us for the first time
this year.
Whoever wants to start, tell me what's been going on in the world of the festival and what we can expect this year.
Well, I think the excitement is higher and bigger than ever before. This is actually going to be our fifth annual French Film Festival. And what is exciting about it is every year we've had more and more people come, people who have never seen a French film before, never thought that they would understand one, but they've discovered they don't have to speak French to enjoy a French film. And the subtitles are not a big deal. People just look at the film and all of a sudden they realize they're looking at it and understanding it. And I've had students, adults, people from the community, of course, the university, everywhere, come back and say to me, this has been the experience of a lifetime. We're so happy we went to the festival.
It is, absolutely. It's wonderful. You don't even, a few minutes in, and you don't even realize you're reading subtitles anymore. It's a great way to begin the semester for students and for the community to come out. And it really, it does what a university is supposed to do. It gives people an experience with different cultures, different mediums. We have movies that are features, exciting to watch, but also thought-provoking. It's truly wonderful.
Let's talk about the films. What will be on the schedule for this year's attendees to see?
The first film we are screening is called Indochine, which is French for Indochina. And it is a historical drama about the end of the French occupation of Vietnam and, you know, sort of what sets the stage for, obviously, the conflict afterwards. It's a little bit longer of a runtime and a little bit more serious or dramatic, for lack of a better word. And it's the first film we're showing. It's for our mature audiences. That's nothing blue. It's just the material is, you know, for maybe older audiences. Not a feel-good movie, but it is absolutely worth watching. And it truly encompasses the range of human emotions. There's love and there's...
Well, yeah, it's French. Of course there's love in it.
But it is an award-winning, wonderful, well-acted film. It's beautiful.
Oh, won numerous awards. So worldwide appreciated.
Absolutely.
And something to really enjoy. And again, great for mature audiences, great as a date night. You walk away from this and you're talking about it.
Yes.
Because even though this deals with Vietnam, we deal with some of the same issues today if we're talking about Afghanistan or any of the countries where we're having interrelations and issues that need to be resolved.
That's true. And I mean, every movie that we screen at the past festivals and including this year, there are movies that get people talking afterwards. And you leave the theater having conversations about the films you just watched, which I find doesn't happen as much with, you know, the next Marvel movie or whatever. We sort of go to some feature films today, the mainstream American ones, and they don't spark many conversations. But these films, they absolutely get, you know, conversations happening.
The second film is much lighter. It's Little Nicholas, in French, Le Petit Nicolas. And that film it's a jewel. From 7 to 97, it's a film that everyone can find something to enjoy. It's universal. It brings us back to those wonderful moments of childhood where we have these issues, but they're funny. And, you know, I see adults or children watching these, and they all come out saying, that was amazing. That was wonderful. And by the way, we're going to have someone doing face painting during the second night. That's August 24th for the Petit Nicolas. And I noticed that you don't have to be 7 years old to get your face painted. I noticed that the college students absolutely love it.
And that's for the sort of the family night of the event where, like Marie-Jeanette said, It's a movie that children are going to appreciate and enjoy, but it's one of those, I hate to say the word kids movies, but it's a movie that adults will enjoy too. You won't suffer through it if you're an adult. It is charming and delightful and, you know, French, obviously. So a great movie for the whole family.
It's the kid that lives on in every adult as well. Yes.
And then the final night is our official date night movie, and it is a film called Tell No One. It's a sort of a mystery thriller that involves a man who believes his wife to be dead and then gets a message from her a couple of years later. And so it's a thriller, but it's also, again, it's French, so it has some love and romance in it. And it is a great date night movie. It's a wonderful film.
Even though he's young and handsome, he has never found anyone to replace the love of his life. So there's lots of room for him to go looking for her when he thinks she's alive.
And what's more French than that?
Absolutely. You know, love never dies.
How were the films selected for this year's festival? Marie Jeanette, listeners may remember from our previous conversations that the process has been student-driven with input from various other sources. Is that still the process that's in place?
Absolutely. Students, faculty, and members from the greater community. And what was fascinating about it is it was a no-brainer. Everybody thought these films were wonderful, and there wasn't a huge discussion. No, let's not do this. They thought, oh, this would be great. This would be great. So there was a lot of excitement about the choices that we made as a group.
Absolutely. And we would get suggestions from students, or Marie Jeanette would sort of offer some suggestions, and then we would sit down with a handful of students and watch the films and talk about them afterwards. And like she says, the consensus was always this. You know, this is a great one. This will be great for the event.
And we'll have to stop there, as unfortunately we are out of time. Marie Jeanette Bayerjean and Dean Clement, organizers of the French Film Festival, coming soon to Cameron University. Thanks again to both of you for coming by.
Thank you for having us.
The 5th Annual French Film Festival will be held August 23rd, 24th, and 25th at the Cameron University Theater. Showtimes are 6:30 p.m. for Thursday, August 23rd and Friday, August 24th, and 6 p.m. on Saturday, August 25th. Pre-screening activities will begin at 6 p.m. Thursday and Friday, and a special red carpet experience will begin at 5 p.m. on Saturday. There will be other events held in conjunction with the festival at various locations in Lawton. For more information about this year's festival, contact Dr. Dean Clement at 580-581-2925 or dclement@cameron.edu. That does it for this week's program. Community Focus is a production of KCCU, a service of Cameron University. For more information about the program, visit us online at kccu.org. Thanks for joining me. Until next time, I'm Clinton Whedon.